Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Terry Barr, CEO of Samson Oil and Gas, and the company trades on Amex, and the ticker symbol is SSN, and the company is right now engaged in oil and gas exploration, development, as well as production in the U.S. Thanks for joining us today there, Terry.
Yeah, good morning, Juan.
Great. Now, start off by briefly giving us some of the highlights of the company's recent financial report.
Yeah, look, we had perhaps what you might call an ordinary year because of the oil and gas prices that we're experiencing. Most people recognize, of course, that natural gas has had a pretty big downward trend with respect to its pricing due to the lack of industrial demand in the U.S. economy. So that has hurt us. There's no question about that. Oil prices, of course, have been better. They have recovered and been up towards $70. So that's been a welcoming price movement with respect to the commodities that we produce. However, we are dominated by natural gas. That's just a fact of life, and therefore the natural gas pricing has hurt us during the year. But nevertheless, we turned a gross profit. I mean, we produced $4.6 million worth of oil and gas during the course of the last 12 months, that produced a gross profit of about $1 million. We didn't, though, cover all our expenses in terms of our financing costs, which we have a $17 million facility with Macquarie Bank, and so overall we made a loss during the year. But like most companies in the energy space, we're looking to the future with respect to growth in the natural gas price, and we're seeing the forward curve on NYMEX demonstrating that, and the $2 gas prices that we experienced this summer are on the increase, and we expect, in the next year and 2 year period, we'll see $4, $5, and $6 per MCF for that product. So, basically, I think the market is predicting that the U.S. industry is going to come out of recession, and we'll start burning our product again in their industrial processes. So, basically, it was somewhat of a survival year for us. We have undertaken to correct our debt position. Basically, we had $17 million worth of debt, as I indicated earlier. That was really too large with respect to the value of our proved developed producing properties, and we've set about doing a rights issue, which is currently underway, to raise sufficient cash, and not only to reduce our debt to a comfortable level, but also to give us a development drilling program that would be affected here in the next 18 months. So we're finished that in the U.S. We are a dual-listed company. We're listed both in Australia on the ASX and on the New York Stock Exchange Amex, and we made that that share issue available to both sets of shareholders, having registered here with the SEC. Now, because it's not finished in Australia yet, the Australian issue finishes on Tuesday. We haven't announced any results of the issue, but I think it's fair to say that the issue's been favourably received. And that is demonstrated largely through the share price that's been applicable in both countries. On the New York Stock Exchange and Amex, we, at the end of the close of that issue, when it went ex-rights, it traded up to a dollar, and we had a huge turnover. It has settled back to perhaps what one might call more reasonable levels. It's trading today at about 46 cents. U.S. and the issue that we have done to our U.S. shareholders was at 23 cents, so it was a very substantial discount, and the market appeared to appreciate that discount and has supported it. So we will be making an announcement on the issue when it closes early next week. We do have an underwriter in place in the Australian jurisdictions. Paterson Limited have underwritten this issue subject to certain conditions, which we believe will be met. And as a result of that rights issue, we will reduce our debt substantially and also have sufficient equity to go out and drill a development program. Now, that development program is really aimed at two things. Firstly, we have developed during the course of the last 12 months some really excellent prospects in the Gulf Coast Basin in Texas. This is a prolific exploration area for companies such as us because you can drill relatively shallow wells there and they produce a lot of gas in a short period of time. So that will match or rebalance our portfolio, giving us prolific reservoirs to match our longer-term reservoirs that we have in the Rockies currently largely in Wyoming. The second part of our development program will be aimed at the Bakken Formation, where we have an existing oil field in North Dakota called North Stockyard. This has got a single well currently producing out of the Bakken, which is about to be refracked, and we anticipate drilling some additional wells into that formation in the course of the next 12 months or so. The Bakken Formation, of course, has had a resurgence. It has emerged as a hotspot, if you like, in the U.S. Continental area with respect to a redevelopment of an old formation, if you like. And the USGS, the federal government agency, has designated this as a very large resource for the country, and we're participating in the development of that resource. There are some exceptional wells being developed. 2,000 barrel a day is not an unusual occurrence in today's context, and wells of 1,200 barrels of oil per day are not unusual. So this is a very good development for our company, and we're proceeding to drill a number of wells in that. So that's basically we're looking for. I guess the rights issue will reduce our debt and also then allow us to drill this development program.
Well, good. Yeah, I appreciate you bringing us up to speed on some of your key projects. And so in terms of what would you say are some of the factors that makes the company unique from some of the other players in your sector, in the oil and gas sector?
Yeah, look, it's the oil and gas sector is very large, of course, in the U.S., and I think that it's hard to be unique, and I'm not going to pretend that we're actually unique in our sector. However, we do have some advantages. We have two very large shale plays, which for a company of our size is somewhat unusual. We have an emerging play called the Baxter Shale in the Green River Basin of Wyoming. And this is going to take a couple of years to emerge, but that is on a net present value potentially worth $150 million to the company. And our market cap currently is around $5 million. So you can see there's a huge leverage to that play in the company's market cap. The second one is even larger, the Pierre Shale in the Denver-Julesburg Basin in Wyoming. We estimate has a potential value of some $450 million. And that's largely because it's oil rather than gas. And, of course, that commodity is commodity prices are a lot more buoyant. So they're two large plays, $450 million and $150 million respectively, against a nanocap company gives us a unique position, I guess, in that context. It is, though, as I'm saying, an old-world industry to some extent. Oil and gas is largely unromantic, but we all burn it in our homes and in our car every day. So it is a commodity that people use, and therefore the commodity has a tremendous value associated with it. So we are part of that industry, and we have these two very large plays that probably sets us apart in terms of a value proposition.
Good. And so in terms of the way that the company works within the sector, how important would you say that joint ventures and strategic alliances are as part of your business model?
Yeah, look, there's good and bad news in joint ventures. The bad news is that you dilute your shareholders in terms of the opportunities that you might develop yourself. So in some respects, having larger equity and less partners is a good idea because you don't dilute your shareholders. But in other ways, you do benefit from having partners with respect to their intellectual capacity bringing something new to the table. And in that case, we have Devon. Devon Energy Company, a huge enterprise, of course, based in Texas. They are a joint venture partner in the Baxter Shale in the Green River Basin in Wyoming, and they bring to the table a huge amount of expertise from their experience and knowledge that they developed at the front runner of the shale gas industry, if you like, in the Barnett Shale in the Fort Worth Basin in Texas. So having a joint venture partner like that is very good because they bring all that expertise to the joint venture. However, they are a dominant partner in that, and therefore you lose some of the value with respect to your own shareholders. And so in some cases where the capabilities are not so important, all that we have those capabilities in-house, the joint venture, is perhaps a bad news story, and you're better off keeping the equity yourself. The other part of joint venture, of course, it does ameliorate the risk. If you want to drill, a fairly risky well, you probably ought not to take 100% of it and ameliorate that by bringing in some partners.
Good answer, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Terry, as well as that of some of the key management team at Samson Oil and Gas.
Yeah, probably you can tell from my accent that I'm Australian. I migrated to the US 4.5 years ago. I've been in the petroleum industry some 35 years. I'm a petroleum geologist and have found lots of oil and gas and developed lots of oil and gas, but largely in Australia. So I'm a more recent immigrant to the US. The techniques are the same, of course. The rocks are different, but they are all relatively similar. But in order to get the local knowledge, we've got some excellent people associated with the company. Our VP of Exploration, David Nicky, is a very experienced young man. He is a specialist in 3D seismic and is a fantastic prospect generator. The key to developing wealth for your shareholders is actually to do this from the grassroots, take the intellectual idea, find the right place to drill wells, use the 3D seismic technique to designate areas where there's a better chance of success than others. And David brings all that to the table. We also have, as a consultant now, Bob Gardner. He has a track record in terms of determining value for shareholders with respect to reserves, and he provides that service for us. And we also have another consultant engineer, Dan Grullo, who is joined us recently, and he's an excellent reservoir engineer and is developing that side of the business, if you like. So we've got some excellent people that are either on staff or consulting to us and that have local knowledge and that are, growing up in this country, American citizens, if you like.
And what specific goals has the management team set for the company over the course of the next 12 months?
Yeah, we want to, in the next 12 months or so, double our oil and gas production and therefore take our existing, around $5 million worth of revenue this year, and we want to double that next year through this development drilling program. And, of course, there'll be some price appreciation in that. So basically, we want to double the company's cash flow, and we think we can do that relatively simply.
Good. And in terms of investors, Terry, what do you feel investors, don't understand about your company?
Well, we're out there. We do a lot of IR work. We spend a fair bit of our effort actually getting our story out. I think that what has happened, though, to us in the past is that the market is actually a very keen place in the sense that they do know what's going on. And basically, we had too much debt, and the market recognized that, and they really did kill our share price because the debt was at a point where it could have caused the company to fail, and therefore the market marked us accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a harsh place, in other words, but having fixed that, or we're in the process of fixing that debt problem, we'll get our debt back to more than manageable proportions in the course of the next 2 weeks. And therefore, the market's going to understand that too. They'll say, well, these guys are not going to fail now, therefore we'll support their share price. So I think that I can't complain about the market. It is a harsh place. When you've got too much debt, they certainly recognise that, and we get marked down. But we're going to be re-rated. The flip side is that if you solve the debt problem, then you're going to get re-rated, and I think that would be that's where the market's taking us.
Great, and once again, joining us today is Terry Barr, CEO of Samson Oil and Gas, which trades on Amex, ticker symbol is SSN, and as well as the ASX, ticker symbol SSN, and is currently trading at 46, as mentioned, 46 cents per share. Now, before we conclude, Terry, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why and factors why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, largely it's the oil and gas sector. I mean, it has been beaten up because of the commodity prices, and it's going to, you know, the sector itself is going to emerge, you know, resurging, you know, with that commodity price. In terms of us, our price has been picked out because, as I mentioned, we had a debt problem. We're in the process of fixing that, and therefore the company's going to be re-rated. But based on a generic basis, you know, we have some short-term prospects that will allow us to, you know, add to the cash flow, as I mentioned. But in the longer term, we have these excellent shale plays, which really would be company makers in terms of the value of those being realized. Now, they are longer-term projects, 2 or 3 years before the Baxter and the Pierre shale really emerge as being a value add to the company. But basically, today, the market is not giving us any credit for that. And perhaps reasonably, because, you know, we haven't produced the results yet, but those things will emerge in the course of the next couple of years.
Great. Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress, as well as report on some of your future projects. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today, Terry.
Thanks a lot, Juan.